Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building that vinyl heat ride groove, the kind that gives old school jungle and DNB riddle movement and attitude, but without eating all your headroom. The big idea here is simple. The ride is not just extra brightness. In a good DNB tune, it can act like a support lead. It keeps the energy flowing between the snare hits. It helps the break feel intentional, and it can make vocal chops feel bigger and more urgent. But if you push it too loud, too bright, or too washed out, it starts stealing space from the snare, the bass, and especially the sub. And in drum and bass, that's where the power lies. So let's build this the smart way in Ableton Live 12. First, choose a ride sound with character. Don't go for the cleanest, shiniest cymbal in your library. For this style, you want something a little dusty, a little uneven, something that already sounds like it came off a record or a sampled break. You can load it into Sampler, put it in a drum rack, or use an audio loop if you already have a nice natural ride pattern. If the sample is too long, trim it down. In Sampler, shorten the decay so the tail stays musical but doesn't smear over the snare. At DNB tempos, especially around 170 to 174 BPM, you usually want the ride to breathe rather than wash. A shorter tail often means more punch and more clarity. Now think about the groove itself. The ride should complement the break, not just repeat it. A classic move is to place ride hits in the gaps, especially on off beats or just after the snare energy lands. You can start with a 1-bar or 2-bar pattern and try hits on the upbeat spaces. Then listen to how it locks with the break. A really useful mindset here is this. If the break is the conversation, the ride is the momentum behind the conversation. It shouldn't be yelling over everything. It should be pushing the phrase forward to make it feel more human. Open the groove pool and try a small amount of swing, maybe around 10 to 25%. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to turn it into Shuffle House. You just want enough looseness so it feels sampled and alive. You can also nudge a few hits slightly late, by a few milliseconds if the pattern feels too stiff. Velocity matters a lot here too. Don't let every hit land at the same strength. Give your main hit some weight, and let support hits sit lower. That little variation is a big part of the old school vibe. It sounds intentional, not robotic. Now let's shape the tone. A simple chain works really well here. Start with EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, and optionally utility or auto filter depending on what the arrangement needs. On EQ8, high pass the ride somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz, depending on the source. You do not need low end in a ride layer. If the top gets harsh, dip the 4 to 7 kHz zone a little. That's often where cymbals start poking you in the face. If it still feels fizzy, gently tame the very top with a shelf around 9 to 12 kHz. Then add drum bus, but use it like seasoning, not like a hammer. A little drive can help the ride feel thicker and more sampled. If the transients are too pokey, reduce them slightly. If you want to touch more bite, raise them carefully. You want texture, not splashy aggression. After that, saturator can help glue it together. A small amount of drive and soft clip can stop the peaks from jumping out too hard. This is one of the easiest ways to make the ride feel more controlled without making it dead. If you want that dusty old record feeling, auto filter is great for automation. You can keep the ride filtered in the intro and open it gradually toward the drop. That creates tension and release without needing extra notes or extra layers. It's a small move, but in DNB, small moves can create a lot of lift. Now let's talk headroom, because this is the part a lot of people miss. The ride should feel exciting, but it should not be the loudest thing in the mix. If it only sounds good when it's turned up too high, that's usually a sign it's doing too much work with brightness instead of rhythm and tone. Keep an eye on the level. Let it live comfortably, not aggressively. A good target is to keep it peaking conservatively before it even reaches your drum bus or master processing. If the ride is fighting the snare, lower it a couple of dB before you start reaching for more EQ. If the tail is covering the snare crack, shorten the decay. If the top feels too sharp, trim the harsh area before boosting anything else. The order matters. Always fix level and shape before adding more energy. This is also where the ride has to respect the bass line. In DNB, the sub and the low mid movement are sacred territory. The ride doesn't usually clash with the sub directly, but if it gets too bright and too loud, it eats your overall energy budget. Then you end up undermixing the bass later just to keep the track from feeling crowded. So keep the ride high, clean out the unnecessary low mids, and make sure the bass still feels dominant. If your bass has lots of upper harmonics, you may need to carve a tiny bit of space so the ride and bass don't crowd the same upper energy zone. It doesn't need to be a dramatic cut. Often a small, surgical move is enough. Now let's make the ride work musically with vocals. This is huge in this kind of arrangement. If you've got vocal chops or a lead phrase, the ride should often answer the vocal rather than step on it. That means maybe the ride is slightly lower during the vocal attack, then opens up right after the phrase lands. That call and response feeling is pure gold in jungle and old school DNB. You can automate the volume by small amounts, like half a dB to maybe 1 or 2 dB. You can automate the filter cutoff a little. You can even automate saturate or drive very slightly in the last bar before a drop. These tiny changes keep the arrangement moving without sounding obvious. That's one of the main lessons here. In DNB, little automation moves can create a lot of excitement. You do not always need giant filter sweeps or huge crashes. Sometimes a tiny opening of the top end, or a subtle send to a short reverb, is enough to make the whole section feel like it's lifting. If you use reverb, keep it short and dark. The goal is not a giant shiny wash. It's a controlled space that makes the ride feel like it belongs in the track. Too much reverb in the high end will blur the break and wreck clarity fast. If the ride feels too clean overall, you can resample it. That's a very strong move. Freeze and flatten it, or bounce it to audio, then make small timing changes, add a reverse tail here and there, or chop a few hits for transition moments. Resampling can make the ride feel more like a sampled artifact and less like a loop you just dropped in. You can even create a dusty variation for intros and breakdowns, and a cleaner, tighter variation for the actual drop. That's a really smart way to keep one idea useful across the whole arrangement. For the arrangement, think like a DJ and a producer at the same time. In the intro, a filtered ride pulse can suggest forward motion before the full drums hit. In the drop, a more restrained ride might be enough if the break is already busy. If the arrangement gets sparse, the ride can step forward and carry more energy. And in a switch-up section, you can open it wider or make it a little more aggressive so the tune feels like it has moved somewhere new. One nice old-school trick is to pull the ride out for a bar, then bring it back harder. That contrast can make the next entrance feel massive. Silence and restraint are powerful tools in this style. Before you call it done, do a final check in mono. Make sure the ride doesn't collapse into harshness or disappear completely. Listen for upper-mid crowding too, especially around the vocal range. If the vocals suddenly feel smaller when the ride is in, back the ride off first. Don't automatically boost the vocal. Usually the better move is to reduce the thing causing the mask, and always reference a track in the style you're aiming for. Ask yourself, does the ride add motion without dominating? Does it still feel dusty and alive? Does it leave space for the snare and sub? If yes, you're in the zone. Here's the takeaway, a great vinyl heat ride in DNB is not about loudness. It's about vibe, timing, texture, and control. Use Ableton stock tools to shape it cleanly, swing it just enough, and automate it so it supports the vocals and the arrangement. Keep it energetic, but keep it disciplined. That's how you get that late 90s jungle feeling without sacrificing modern mix power. For your practice, build three versions of the same ride idea. One clean and minimal, one dusty and old school, and one tight and drop ready. Keep the same source sample, but make each version serve a different role in the tune. That exercise will teach you a lot about how much the ride can change the whole identity of a section. All right, that's the masterclass. Now go build that groove, keep your peaks under control, and let the ride carry the heat without burning the mix.